Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. 4 o'clock, good to have you with us. Tournament rolling on. We'll have a tournament update for you at 4:45. If you want to hear about U of M, we talked about it to open the show, odyssey.com rewind. Rico then scared the bejabbers out of all of us about the Bryant Bruins tonight. But right now, it is time for Who Said It. This is where David collects audio from our coworkers. We have to decipher through all of his tricks who said it. David, are you ready? What is our time check?
Ooh, yeah. Let me look at that for you guys.
Is that 6A to 8P?
It is 6 a.m. to, yes, 8 p.m. Correct.
Okay. Everybody's eligible.
Correct.
Well, Joe and Rieger. Did Wojo work this week?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
All right, let's go. The Pistons are the rare exception. They defend, they run, they throw oops. They're not running like a math equation to get a three every possession down the floor. They're refreshing.
Okay, I mean, right off the rip, all I know is I've heard a lot of Pistons talking to Midday Show. They acted like they won Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals because they beat a 15-win Pelican team the other day. That felt like Doug to me. That felt Karshian. Refreshing.
It does. One more time, David.
The Pistons are the rare exception. They defend, they run, they throw oops. They're not running like a math equation to get a three every possession on the floor. They're refreshing.
Same show. I'm going to go with the midday co-host. Give me Kang.
All right. Evan.
I heard a little smarm in there.
The microphone, please.
It's my first day, sorry. I heard some smarm in there, and the throwing oops and all that. It sounds like Costa.
See, that's a good point. Who would say the word oops versus alley oops? Would that be Costa or Doug?
That's why I thought it was Kang.
That's what I thought it was Kang as well.
And you said it, Rico, so I feel better about that.
Throw some oops.
Yeah, that does sound like a Kang thing.
You know, if you can collect it, he'll talk.
He will talk about it.
All right, you guys are on with Kang. He's going
Costa.
I'll just stay with Doug. I know I'm going to be wrong now. Nobody rode with me on this. David, who said it?
Yes. I told you, tons of smarm in that.
Time out. Can you run this back? I want to hear this audio without punching something. The tone in his voice makes me angry.
Isn't that him, probably?
Why does he talk that way?
Because Shaq was not nice to the Pistons.
That's why.
That explains it.
Yep, that refreshing! All right, next. My God.
Good call, Evan.
Next. People are like, he's not the same. You know what? That's okay, because 80% of Aaron Rodgers is still better than 100% of a lot of quarterbacks that are out there right now.
Let's start with Evan Jenkins.
Go to me last because I think I have a good grasp on it, and I might have to jank myself.
Okay, over to Rico.
But I'm not sure. I'm not totally sure.
No, I'm trying to, because I think that's something that I said.
We definitely had this conversation.
We did.
This is definitely something we talked about.
The morning show did as well, and Costa was like crazy to think that Minnesota should ever take him. He sucks. Sam Darnold's better.
Yeah, that's where Jansen put him in a body bag.
And that's why I was kind of thinking it might be Jansen.
Mm. I'll go with you on it. John really, he bodied Costa. I'll go with it. Rico.
Could be Rico.
I think I said it, so I'm going to go with me.
Ooh, I like that.
You think you said it?
Who does Kenny think?
If Rico
said it,
thinks he said it.
Because I've said that, like, you know, 80%.
Kenny has no input.
I have no idea, because I don't know the other show's positions on this.
Turn on your radio, Kenny.
I didn't know Costa was anti-Aaron Rodgers in Minnesota. Hey, like, didn't,
no, he thinks a high school quarterback would be better than him in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I'll go with you, Rico. I'll say Rico.
All right.
We're all locked in?
Yeah.
All right.
Who said it?
All right.
Ah!
I knew it the whole time.
Not really. All right, number three.
This is a 37-31 team. This is not last year's team. This team does deserve respect, and they're not getting it.
Oh, God, more of the shilling for the Pistons.
Sweet no, it's Jesus. Probably based off of Shaq not liking the Pistons.
No, I mean, look, let me say this. Have we all said similar, like, yes, they should get some respect for the turnaround? What I can't do is do this leap like they're going to win anything.
But they're getting crazy respect. It was just one person that hasn't watched their games that talked about them.
I mean, I defended them to a certain extent. I don't know that I said that. I don't know.
One thing that I've learned about the Midday Show is that Gator loves to cite numbers. He's a stats guy. He reads off the stat sheet. He read off the record there. I think it's Gator.
I was with Kenny. That's where I was going with
it. You know what, Kenny? You went with me the last time. I'm going with Kenny.
Oh, boy.
A lot of pressure, boys. Let's put all the pressure on Kenny Kahn.
Yeah,
We're going to go Gator?
We're all locked in?
Yeah.
You said it.
Damn it.
Nah. We're in the ballpark.
Sorry, boys. You really screwed us over there.
It was in the same conversation. Come on, David. I knew it was about Shaq,
sure
though.
It was. It was back and forth.
Shaq makes waves.
All right. So they get a bunch of basketball nomads, and then Cade's a star. Beasley has helped immensely. They're doing it without Ivy. They're good.
What is this, all Pistons? You realize anytime I hear Pistons on this station, I turn it. I have nothing I can offer you.
We had Aaron Rodgers. Nomads.
Who would say basketball nomads?
I'm thinking Rieger.
I was thinking Doug.
Doesn't have nomad in his vocabulary.
Yeah, but I don't mind that descriptor. They you know, guys like Malik Beasley, basketball nomad.
No, I agree.
Tim Hardaway.
I don't know who would have said that.
Who would use the word
nomad, yeah.
The fact that he just ended with good is why I went with Gator.
Maybe this is Wojo. Maybe he's just trying to be saucy with an opinion.
No way Rieger would have talked Pistons.
Though. I think I've talked myself into Wojo.
No, we did it after the Shaq thing, but after that, it's been all more relevant stuff this week for us. I don't know. I can't remember what I said Monday. Who knows? It could be me.
Guess yourself.
No, I don't want to. Rico, guide us.
I can't guide you. I'm going with Rieger. I'm going off the board.
Kenny.
The nomad thing it sounds like a Rieger phrase.
I'll go Wojo. He's trying to use a fun turn of phrase and saying
no. Evan.
Gator.
All right, I'll go with Evan. I have a less of a clue on this than any other ones. David, who said it?
Wow.
He did know what nomad means.
He probably used it in the wrong context.
Probably. Dave, you got one more?
Wow, they're doing a whole segment on the piccolo player. From Villanova.
What?
Yeah, she was huge, man.
Oh, the idiot who cried playing the flute?
Yeah.
But she played on. She was on the Titanic.
What a
she
warrior.
She would have played on.
Jeez.
All right, here we go. One more here. The one-and-done formula is chaotic. It's chaos. And we're trying to predict what's going to happen on that exact day. Like, who's going to show up? Who's not?
One more time.
It's bracket.
The one-and-done formula is chaotic. It's chaos, and we're trying to predict what's going to happen on that exact day. Like, who's going to show up, who's not?
Give me Kang.
Give me Gator.
I'm going to guess Kang, too. It just sounds like...
Yeah.
What makes it sound like Kang?
Because there was a lot of words, and you really didn't break anything there. Like, we understand it's a one-and-done tournament. And but that's any game in general.
100%.
Yes, they play. We don't know what's going to happen.
And it might be recency bias by me, because I sit behind the glass with the man for 4 hours.
Oh, we hear you guys yucking it up.
There's no yucking. No yucking.
No, there's yucking.
Oh, there's yucking, dude.
Lots of yucking. All right, go ahead, David. Who said it?
Did you lock in?
Yeah, Kang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yuckin.
He goes from it's chaos to it's chaotic, okay? It was a giveaway.
And that is who said it.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the universe. University studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
We're going to get a few ticket texts. I have a news story I just want to give to Rico briefly. And we'll get back into the tournament stuff, including we get back on the air Monday with you guys. One, both, or neither of our teams are going to still be playing. You got to call your shot. We know Michigan's already playing tomorrow, but do they beat A&M? And for Michigan State, it's a 2-for-1. You lose to Bryant, shut the program down. But then Sunday, it is a matchup between the winner of Marquette and New Mexico. Is it one, both, or neither of our teams? We'll get into that at 5. David, ticket text first, and I have something very special for Mr. Rico Beard.
Okay.
That you have no idea about. This is very special. David.
I can fall asleep just like Rico. I tell my wife goodnight, and she can start telling me something 30 seconds later, and I'm out, have no clue what she said. That is Jason, who is well-rested at work.
And ready for a 10-15 tip.
Someone else says, I'm betting $10 on Brian as an emotional hedge. We cannot lose to them tonight.
No, come on. I mean, the PTSD from 10 years ago. Come on, guys.
Mm. It's real.
Someone's saying, next week I need someone to grab Val Berry for Who Said It.
Listen. Their traffic reports are enthusiastic, they are thorough, and at times, caustic. She will tell you to get the hell off the road so crews can get through. She'll just demand it.
Going back to the time of the game, someone says, I agree 100% with you guys. I've been saying it all day. East Coast teams should never have to have a 10 p.m. start.
Rico made this point just now during the break. You got games that are out in Seattle playing right now. Why?
That makes no sense.
Stick them at 10 o'clock at night.
Right. And now, guess what? You'll actually have fans in the building. You can go to work and then go and watch that game.
So I have something for Rico Beard. Now, once in a while, I don't know, maybe once a month, once every other month, I stumble upon something and I go, you know, that weirdo I do a show with would really enjoy this. So I want to pass this along to you. Now, this comes by way of the Express Tribune. You prepared for this?
No.
A stunning, we'll get back to the tournament in a minute, a stunning new radar study has sent shockwaves. Can you feel them? Shockwaves across the internet, revealing. Do you know what they've revealed?
No.
A vast subterranean complex beneath the pyramids of Gaza, challenging the long-held beliefs that structures were built solely as royal tombs. Using synthetic aperture radar, SAR as they call it in the biz, scientists of the University of Pisa and the University of Strathclyde scanned the pyramids and uncovered what appears to be an underground system stretching 2 kilometers beneath all 3 major pyramids. The findings, made public through scientific papers and a press release issued this week, identified 5 identical multi-level structures connected by geometric passageways near the base of the pyramids. Even more striking, Rico Beard, were the 8 vertical cylindrical wells encircled by spiral pathways descending 650 meters beneath the surface. These wells merge into 2 massive cube-shaped chambers, each measuring 80 meters each side. Rico Beard, your thoughts.
I've often said, no, there's more to the pyramids than what people want to say.
Tell us more. Tell us what they don't want to say. Well, I knew he'd be all over this. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's alien technology.
He just...
Wow.
He just went right to it, didn't he? Go ahead. Who built the pyramids?
Aliens built the pyramids. I mean, Mike, if you look at how the stones are cut, they didn't have the ability to cut the stones that perfectly.
Yeah, there were no tools that they had invented yet to make that.
Right. I mean, and the fact that they line up perfectly with Orion's belt. And the fact that you have not only pyramids there, but also pyramids in Mexico built the same way, aligned to the same 3 stars. There was no internet back then. How did one know what the other one was doing? They didn't. It's not like they had a contract to see who could build it first. So, there you go.
I'm with you, Rico. I've always believed there was something else to the pyramids. It was hiding something.
Well, David, and it's like the fact that anybody who tries to go into the pyramid, you normally die.
Correct.
Because there's all types of booby traps and things like...
That's Indiana Jones and the chase for the Holy Grail.
No, Mike, that's real life.
There's booby traps in there?
Yes.
I thought it was a tourist thing.
You can take pictures of it. You're not going inside of it.
Oh, really? Don't have like a strolling tour? Can't look at a couple of mummies or anything?
No.
Oh. All right.
No, you're not.
Learn Disneyland.
Learn something new every day.
It's not. You can take photos on the outside.
Well, there's a rendering of this, and I'll show it to you during the break, but I saw this, and I go, I'm taking 3 minutes of the show today just
for
this.
You knew where I was going to go with this.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, did you think they're like a Las Vegas attraction? Is that what you thought pyramids were?
No. Showgirls.
No.
Cirque du Soleil.
Right, there's a cocktail lounge.
Walking tours.
I was being candid. I thought there were tours.
Make sure you get your head wrapped on the way out. Take a photo.
There's booby traps in there?
Yes.
Well, okay, have scientists been allowed in there?
They've tried and some have died, and I think finally Egypt was just like, yeah, nobody can go.
No, just send a few more down there. You got plenty of scientists to go around. Someone has got to get to the bottom of this. When I show you this rendering, you got to give me a good reason people aren't going it. Come on. This is crazy.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So what? You think the world was advanced and then the world got destroyed and then only now we're smart enough again to do this crap?
Well, here's what someone on Ticket Tech says. It's almost like we were smart, innovative, and then society collapsed for a long time. Now we're back in the cycle.
I mean, imagine if... I mean, right, maybe you got too smart for your own good. Everybody bombed each other and you had to start all over again. And there was no... I mean... The written word is there, except for it's in hieroglyphics, which most people can't read.
Yeah, but you got hieroglyphicologists.
No, but Mike, if you look at some of the pictures on the wall, you're like, okay, what are these strange beings? What is this?
Get inside. I need you to get inside the pyramids. I need you to do a study on this. I want answers.
I'm just saying. Like
that, and I can't have Michigan State losing at the half tonight. That is unacceptable.
Okay.
Unacceptable by you.
But the hieroglyphics are painting a story, but we're just trying to, we think we can interpret what they say, but we don't really know.
They built stuff down to the Middle Earth here. Let's get to the bottom of it.
No pun intended?
Yeah, come on. What are we doing?
You know what? I'll see if Jimmy will send me over there.
All right, look, I had to pass it along to you. I know how deeply you care about alien conspiracies. David, go ahead, and then we're going to get back to the tournament.
Not aliens, Rico. Someone says aliens exist, but they did not build the pyramids.
But here's the thing. You have scientists saying this is beyond comprehension or anything conceived of engineering ability at the time. How did they do it?
Right. And if you look at some of the hieroglyphics inside the pyramids, it's a lot of things look like the shape of some type of a spaceship in there. So,
okay, time out. Okay, hold on. You ready for this? Yeah. I'm looking at a graph of the tallest structures in the world. The things they found underneath the pyramid are double the Burj Khalifa, the spire in Dubai. It's quadruple One World Trade in New York City. It's five times, six times the old Twin Towers, and then nothing else matters. The Statue of Liberty looks like a Tic Tac.
Oh, and here's the other thing.
What are we doing here, Rico? Get to the bottom of this.
No, like I said, you have pyramids in Egypt. You got the same pyramids in Mexico, a little bit smaller, but amazing. They're the same. And how about this? They're still around. They've been around for thousands of years. No wear and tear. They don't break down. They're still there. We build anything, it's done in 50 years tops.
Well, we're using cheap materials.
Just saying.
Look, the point I'm making, can't have MSU down at the half. We'll get back to tournament time. I will send you the link for this. I just wanted to say, give you something to read before the game tonight.
Okay. Right before the power nap.
These renderings are, this is crazy. All right, David, we're going to get to a tournament blitz in a moment. By the way, I'm still catching slander from Rico because I'm sorry. I thought they gave tours of the pyramids. I don't work for Nat Geo. I try to stay in my lane. We'll move on. We're going to get to Michigan and Michigan State, and one, both, or neither are going to be playing Monday and need your opinion on that. But, David, a couple of ticket texts first. Go ahead, buddy.
I got unauthorized folk on the road. Who said it? Someone says.
Okay, all right.
Someone says, no, they continue to say no. Aliens did not build the pyramids.
Can we get texts on something else? It was 3 minutes. I wanted to do something nice for Rico.
I'm with you, Mike. These late games suck. West Coast doesn't care about sports.
All right, here's the other thing I want to do. I would like to petition something for future tournaments. Can you Google for me how many Division I teams are there? Okay. Just Division I men's basketball teams. And I'm asking for a reason, and I'm not going to be smarmy. I want to be serious about something. Because something's happening right now, and something happened last night. And I'd like to make, they're thinking of altering the tournament. I, too, would like to alter the tournament. How many men's Division I teams?
352.
So what does it say when a team like St. Mary's plays at the 356th rated pace? Drake plays at a 364th rated pace. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to ban any team that doesn't play in the top 300 paces in America. Because they ruin the game of basketball. Drake is a crime against basketball. St. Mary's, if you've watched any of this nonsense, I'm sorry. Alter it. Thank you for winning games. I hope you've enjoyed how you play. We're sorry to inform you. It's like a dress code at a restaurant. Yeah. I'm sorry. The brand of basketball you play is unacceptable. You will not be invited. I would like to ban any of these teams that walk the ball up the floor.
Yeah.
Yay or nay?
Styles make the fight, Mike. You can't do that.
I can do whatever I want. I mean, it's made for TV product.
It's what made Princeton back in the day.
That was a backdoor cut.
Right, but they slowed the game down. Then when Georgetown beat them 37-36.
Rico, these teams are scoring 18 to 20 points and a half. It's unacceptable. It is a TV product.
It's not fun.
It's not acceptable. Okay. Why? Who would miss Drake or St. Mary's? You just make a thing. Guys, if you're going to play this way, here's the tournament.
No Drake or St. Mary's. That means that North Carolina and Indiana automatically got
it. Fine. I'll take it. Anything's okay. Better than this crap.
Okay.
These teams that they think they're the 0-4 Pistons winning playoff games 73-67, it's gross.
Yeah, but if you don't have the athletes, that's how you win.
No, maybe you shouldn't be Division I. There's an idea.
Well, it's actually 352 teams plus 8 more that are transitioning.
Great.
So there's your 360.
More of these scabs.
Well, no, I think one was UC San Diego.
It was like 5 years ago.
Okay, so they're already in.
They
okay.
got finally, okay. they could like get yeah, and, yeah, and play. Yeah. I'm making a point. The tournament is supposed to be about entertainment. And Styles do make fights. I think what Drake and St. Mary's and schools like them are doing is dishonest. When you are winding the shot clock 30 seconds every possession, walking the ball, what are we doing? Right now at halftime, what's the score of the game? 28-22. Vanderbilt. Who's excited? You got people looking like you in the crowd, asleep.
The thing is, that's how you have to battle because you don't have the athletes to go out there. You can't run up and down the court. Some people want to go the old, you know what, we're going to shoot every 10 seconds, 12 seconds on the clock. It's the brand of offense.
If Drake and St. Mary's ever play, the over-under would be 90. I swear to God.
Fair.
It's awful. Drake yesterday against Missouri, awful.
I mean, it's not fun to watch. I mean, I think back into the Michigan-Nebraska game. The game was horrible to watch. But, which, you know,
is that Michigan the Army, didn't care. Is that the Army-Navy of college basketball? Would it be that matchup?
It'd be worse probably. Because the difference is these kids don't even serve their country. They're just bad at basketball.
That's fair.
You know, no offense, Army and Navy, you got some leaders of the free world of future generations on the field.
We know what their future is protect us.
Drake and St. Mary's, you got what, insurance salesman? Come on. David, go ahead with some ticket text and we'll get to a tournament update. I just wanted to offer it. All right, if the Lions get to make rule suggestions, why can't I? If you don't play with a top 300 pace, you're eliminated from the tournament. Get out.
What about the team at 301?
You're out.
Okay.
Love the slower pace. Play real basketball, not ISO basketball. Oh, that's a little
okay.
different, though.
Okay. Norman Dale on Ticket Text. All right.
Someone else says, Mike, I can do you one better. Limit it to top 200. Case closed.
And I'm
Let's
fine
go
with it.
Play basketball.
It's impossible. Commercial breaks, I'm getting a chance. And again, it's nothing new for St. Mary's. This is who they are. They are a barnacle. Every year they do this. I mean, I'm sitting there with Kenny, and I'm like, I can't watch this. It's making me sleepy. I'm going to end up like Rico if I watch this. You need to go to sleep? Watch St. Mary's. And the other thing that I'm sorry, hold on. The other thing that kills me, these schools, the kids never leave. They got that Saxon kid in Marshallona. They've been there for a decade.
Where are they going? You're not transferring out of St. Mary's to go play where?
Graduate. Get a job. I hate them. Just please, next.
Get a job. Don't go on the Mormon missions. Go ahead, Dave.
No, they can go on the missions. I just don't think they should be able to come back with old man strength and play at age 27. They leave as Bruce Banner. They come back as the Hulk. It's not fair.
They got kids, man.
Stoney texting in. Gosh, the games before the shot clock were so much worse.
Okay. Stoney advocating for the four corners offense.
Vandy fan here, need Hogarth to hit some shots or get it to someone who can. This is awful watching this right now.
Bro, it's It is, and thank God I haven't had a chance to watch a lot of it. But between Drake Mizzou and then you follow it up with a little afternoon St. Mary's delight, you're like, okay, get these teams out of this, please.
Yeah, someone else agrees with you. This is not good basketball. This is not what I came to watch the NCAA tournament for. I'm at work. Don't like this.
Yeah, I'm at work. Entertain me, please.
Dick and Tony Bennett would like to have a word with you.
I hated them too. they were a plague on basketball. Tony Bennett at Virginia? That's not basketball.
And his dad at Wisconsin.
He was not. He's another problem.
Yeah, someone's saying blame the opponent. Because if it's too slow, the team can press them, push the pace, force them.
Okay, there's only so much you can do when pressing. Because a team capable of breaking the press, it's mathematics. You can't speed up a rock. The other, it's like a boxing match. If one guy doesn't want to fight, it won't be a good fight. Basically, it's Mayweather's career. One guy's going to fight, the other guy's going to dance. It's not a fight. It's a two-way street. St. Mary's and Drake and teams like this, these vomit bags, they don't want to play. Their average possession is 25 seconds per. Watch the game. What are you supposed to do? Shank somebody? Here, I'll speed you up. What are we doing? They don't want to play.
We really need that and Who Said It next week.
I get so flustered because the tournament is such a beautiful thing, and then you get these teams.
But it's the style, Mike. It's like you said, certain games is going to be the first one to 80, and other games going to be the first one to 50.
You know what? That's another thing I'd like to say. If you don't score 60 points, the win is invalid. They actually send you home, and the team you beat moves on. I can't. It's not basketball.
But the beauty of it, Mike, is there's so many games that you can just watch another one.
I understand that.
Yeah, but you don't always get that choice in the tournament, though.
You could do now.
It could be a blowout the other game. I don't want to watch that.
David, at some point during the day, especially opening round, there's four games going on at all times. Only late at night or the very first game do you have a limited amount of games you can watch.
That's okay. Time out. There's the solution. I'll make another addendum. St. Mary's or Drake have to play the last game of the night. Why? We're already in bed. Why? If you're struggling to sleep, turn this on. It's basketball melatonin. Let's get to a tournament update, shall we?
I'm learning so much about you.
What, that I hate watching these Nimrods walk the ball up the floor?
So, St. Mary's or airplane bathrooms?
No, the bathroom is one thing if you're tinkling. But if you're talking
which
St. Mary's.
Okay.
There's no, that's nightmare fuel. I don't understand the people who just do the duty on an airplane. I don't get it. Okay. Nightmare. St. Mary's. I buy season tickets to St. Mary's before you use an airplane bathroom.
I just want to know on the power ranking scale of Mike Mullaney where it ranks. Okay.
No. St. Mary's over airplane bathroom. Okay. No doubt. All right, let's get to a tournament update here as we're midway through the afternoon session. Preview a little bit about tonight. David, go ahead, bud.
Yeah, let's give you that update here. Three games in progress right now. A Duke, the one seed over the 16th seed, Mount St. Mary's, 76-41. No surprise there, but I do want to give people an update here. So it is under 9 minutes left in that game. Cooper Flagg has played 22 minutes in that game. So they've played him.
How'd he play?
Let me get...
No, it's okay.
I have it right here. 14 points, 6 for 12 shooting.
Okay.
So, 7 rebounds.
All right, that's
that. They had a dunk. No, I mean, I was wondering when they were going to finally take him out of the game because this game has been over for a long time, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe you want to go ahead and sit him down before he re-injures himself, but yeah, he's out of the game now.
And I think an important thing here, he hasn't had a personal foul. And to me, when you're injured, I think that's important because that means you're not leaning on, you're kind of compensating for the ankle to kind of reach. He hasn't done that at all.
Or he plays for Duke and they never call you for fouls.
That's fair as well.
That's another way to go.
That's another way to look at it. Well, I'll skip the other game, Vanderbilt, St. Mary's.
Don't skip it. Let me check my traffic cameras. Yep, St. Mary's still has 27 points. Get out of this tournament, you wretches.
But it's a strong 27 points.
They're disgusting.
No strong 27 there. Yeah, that's whatever. Okay.
We can move on.
North Carolina, not looking good in the first half here. 3 minutes left until half. They are losing to Ole Miss, the sixth seed, 41-23.
Thank God. If there's a God in the sky, I will have seen Bill Self go home last night and Hubert Davis tonight. Or, didn't belong there.
Or if there's a God in the sky, North Carolina will make another passionate comeback like they did against Duke.
Why do you want that? They're not good. They shouldn't be here. Why would you want to validate the scumbaggery
that the commit? Well, they're already here. They've already made the tournament. So let's see what you can do.
We did. We saw what they could do. They could beat a Mountain West team. Now go home.
All right. Let's see if they can beat an SEC team.
You're weird about that.
Nah, so I just like it gets under your skin
because they don't belong here, and I don't want them validated. It's ridiculous.
Almost 3 minutes played in the game. Grand Canyon has just taken the lead 3-0 over Maryland.
Plenty of time let's break that down. All right, keep it moving.
Let me give you a final here. A few finals here. Baylor, I have the right score here. They did beat Mississippi State 75-72 in the East region there. Robert Morris tried to, they gave it a shot.
They gave a hell of an effort, David. They had the lead in the second half.
They lost 90-81. But they look really good in that game.
No, Bama, they broke glass in case of emergency. They were not supposed to play Nelson today, and they had to. And they made a little run, got just enough space, got out by 8-10, and survived. But Nate Oates in the tournament, man, it is still a very scary proposition to me. Something happens in the tournament where they just don't look the same. Mm-hmm. We'll see if they bounce back in the second round. You're right, they don't play loose. The pace doesn't make sense. Sears is just, he's such a difference maker. He lives at the line. You realize he's going to be top 10 all time in free throw makes?
No, I did not
That realize. Is unbelievable. He's also been in school for 30 years.
That means you've probably been there at least 4 or 5 years.
Correct.
One game that we have not been able to touch on, it is final. Memphis, they lost. They lost to Colorado State 78-70. That is a Mountain West team that barely can win a game.
But there's some extenuating circumstances.
It is.
Tyrese Hunter did not play today. That's one of the most important players for Memphis. He got hurt against UAB. He was in a walking boot. Yes, Colorado State won. I'm not taking that away from him. But when you lose a guy that is one of your top two players and you don't have any time to really prep, it's not a shock that the 12 was favored over the 5.
Yeah, and the fact that Colorado State game was never really in doubt. They had a comfortable lead throughout the game. I mean, Memphis would get it kind of close, but I think we knew with about 10 minutes to go in the game that this thing was over.
He saw more of it than me. Don't ask me.
Let me hit on a game for Saturday here. Purdue, number 4 seed versus number 12 McNeese. 5.5-point spread is what I'm currently seeing.
Yeah.
Should Purdue be worried?
I'm going to say no, but Rico's the official ambassador to Big Ten, so he goes first.
No, I don't think they're going to be worried, David. It's, you know, now you get into the one-day turnaround and the prep work. You know, is McNeese State still celebrating their victory? Can they just, you know, all of a sudden dial it in and get ready for Purdue?
Can we throw that team manager in a garbage can, please? Had enough of him.
He was signing autographs.
Yeah, I want to smash the boombox over his head.
Yeah.
Now I hate McNeese. Go Purdue. Boiler up. Toot, toot. Go Caden Smith, my favorite furniture maker. No, I've had enough. Why are we turning a team manager into a celebrity? Ridiculous.
Welcome to 2025.
I don't want to be in 2025.
They showed him before the game, and people were lining up to take photos with this guy. He was walking around.
He was a celebrity. Like, people would run up, hey, can I get a picture with you?
I hope Purdue destroys them. And then Will Wade can go to NC State and take all of McNeese's players with him.
Texas Tech, the 3 seed, is going against the 11 seed Drake. 7.5-point favorite for Texas Tech. Should there be concern in that game?
Yeah, for anyone watching, eyeballs bleeding out of their head. The over-under is 126.
Yes, it is.
Look, it's going to be Bennett Sturts. He's welfare Larry Bird. He's Jimmy Chitwood. I enjoy watching Drake and Texas Tech. 1st-50. Awful. Get Drake out of this tournament. Go Red Raiders. Guns up. Get him out.
On the other side of that, you have a over-under that is 150.5 for the Creighton-Auburn game.
Yes.
9.5-point favorite for Auburn. It's a lot of points.
Look, Rico, you hate Auburn. You think they're booty. Go ahead.
No, I don't
you want
think,
Creighton?
No, I don't think that they're booty, but I just Auburn, kind of like Alabama. I don't. Here's the problem when you play in that tough conference. Sometimes you just get into the tournament and you are all beat up and you have nothing left. Auburn, they won. I wasn't impressed by them, especially being the number one overall seed. Looking at like what Duke is doing, that's what a number one seed does.
And that's why you're going to be buying me lunch.
Da 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 da. Duke or Auburn versus the field.
Okay. No, I'm kidding. I still don't think I'm going to win that bet.
100-1, I'm going to take Drake.
If that happens, I hope your aliens kill us all with a laser beam. If Drake or St. Mary's won the NCAAs, shut it down. We don't deserve to live as a planet.
And they have played 3 more minutes in the St. Mary's Vanderbilt game, and St. Mary's still has.
Let me check my traffic cameras. Yep, St. Mary's is still broke.
27 points. Wow.
Get this team out of here. Honestly, I'll buy Vanderbilt sweatshirts all around. I hate A.J. Hogard. Yeah, I'll get Rico his jersey. Just get rid of St. Mary's, please.
What is the final going to be? That's ugly.
Hey, David,
right now.
It'll sound like that final you quoted for the Baylor game 2 hours ago.
45.
Hey, guys, what happened to the offense here? Says Baylor won their game 24-20. Yeah, or your Wi-Fi went out, David, in the first half.
I was so confused. Wow, that is your March Madness look around.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.